We both study Dhamma, but we should be respect to our Buddha by reciting Namo Tassa 3 times. Okay? Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama tradition, as a disciple of Buddha, we must try for realization of Nibbana. If one meditator wants to realize Nibbana, first one must try to understand or to penetrate the Four Noble Truths by direct knowledge. What are Four Noble Truths? Number one, the Noble Truth of Suffering, Dukkha Sitta. Number two, the Noble Truth of the Origin of Suffering, Samudaya Sitta. Number three, the Noble Truth of the Cessation of Suffering, Nirodha Sitta. Number four, the Noble Truth of the Path leading to the Cessation of Suffering, Magga Sitta. If a meditator wants to realize the Four Noble Truths by direct knowledge, one must practice Noble Eightfold Path. What are Noble Eightfold Path? Samadhi, right view. Sammasankappa, right attention. Sammavaccha, right speech. Sammakammada, right action. Sammajiva, right livelihood. Sammavayama, right effort. Sammasati, right mindfulness. And Sammasamadhi, right concentration. What is Samadhi, right view? Understanding of Four Noble Truths by direct knowledge. This is called Samadhi, right view. Therefore, if one wants to realize Four Noble Truths, one must first try purification of Bhajju. Please try to see chat. For purification of Bhajju. For purification of Bhajju, number one, for lay devotees, if they can practice 10 precepts is better. If they cannot do, at least they must observe 5 precepts, 8 precepts, 9 precepts, or 10 precepts. For bhikkhus and bhikkhunis, they must practice Patimokkha Samvara Sila. The Patimokkha Sila is called restraint. For bhikkhus, they must obey 227 rules for bhikkhus. Another sila is restraint of sense faculties, Indriya Samvara Sila. Then number three is purification of livelihood, Ajiva Parisodhi Sila. Number four is reflecting on the use of requisites, Pichya Sannisita Sila. If they have purification of Bhajju, they must practice.
They must?
They must practice. They must practice the training of. They must practice the training of concentration. Purification of Bhajju is three the training of sila, that is samavacha, right speech, samagamanda, right action, and samajiva, right livelihood. If they already observe the training of morality, they must continue to practice the training of concentration. The training of concentration is right effort, samavayama, right effort, samasati, right mindfulness, and samasamadhi, right concentration. The training of concentration is, in other words, samatha meditation. In samatha meditation, there are bodhi samatha meditation subjects. From bodhi samatha meditation subjects, they can choose anyone. For beginners, usually we teach four elements meditation or mindfulness of breathing. If they practice mindfulness of breathing, they gain a day up to fourth jhana. If they practice four elements meditation, they gain a day up to excess concentration stage. Anapanasati, mindfulness of breathing also. If they already attain up to fourth jhana stage, that fourth jhana can produce strong, powerful light. That light is called the light of wisdom. If they already practice up to anapana, fourth jhana concentration, and every sitting they must re-establish this fourth jhana concentration. Emerging from fourth jhana concentration, with the assistance of the light of wisdom, they can discern 32 parts of body. Again, if they practice four elements meditation, when they attain up to excess concentration stage, at the day also, there are strong and powerful light of wisdom. With the assistance of the light of wisdom, if they discern 32 parts of body, they can clearly understand, and they can discern clearly. When discerning 32 parts of body, they must discern both internally and externally. If they can already discern 32 parts of body, from these 32 parts of body, they can practice four kala kasinas. Again, the head haya, they can practice nila kasina, black kasina or blue-black kasina. Taking urine as object, they can practice yellow kasina. Taking the blood as object, they can practice red kasina. Taking skeleton as object, they can practice white kasina. However, usually we teach before practicing kasina, repulsive meditation, patikula manasikara. When practicing repulsive meditation, patikula manasikara, they can take one part or many of parts or all of parts as meditation object. For example, they should take skeleton as meditation object. Taking skeleton as meditation object, they should pay attention as a repulsive. If they can break this systematically, they can attain up to fachana. Based on this fachana, they can break this white kasina. They can break this white kasina, taking skeleton as object. If they break this taking skeleton as white kasina object, they can attain up to fourth jhana. Based on fourth jhana, if they continue to practice four immaterial jhanas, it is also possible. If they were to practice ten kasinas, it is also possible. Tenkasinas. Here Tenkasinas are calculated. Number one, Adkasina. Number two, Vadakasina. Number three, Payakasina. Number four, Vitkasina. Number five, Blue Black Nila Kasina. Number six, Yellow Pita Kasina. Number seven, Red Lohita Kasina. Number eight, White Odada Kasina. Number nine, Light Aloga Kasina. Number ten, Space Kasina. Here eight elements are calculated. First jhana, second jhana, third jhana, fourth jhana. The base of boundless space. Number six, the base of boundless consciousness. Number seven, the base of nothingness. Number eight, the base of neither perception nor no perception. Many meditators, they like white kasina. However, some meditators, they like light kasina. But when they practice immaterial jhanas, such as the base of boundless space, the base of boundless consciousness, the base of nothingness, and the base of neither perception nor non-perception, they like very much, stage by stage. Higher and higher jhanas are better and better. These jhanas purify one's mind. Because of these jhanas can suppress the defilements or hindrances temporarily. Temporarily means if they practice jhana concentration for about 1 hour, their mind purifying for about 1 hour from defilements or from hindrances. Because of this reason, when they enter into jhana, their mind is purifying from defilements. Because of this reason, this stage is called purification of mind. In Sitya Sanyutta, there is one sutta called Samadhi Sutta. In that sutta, Buddha says, Samadhi bhikkhu bhaveta samahito bhikkhu bhikkhu yatha buddham pajanati. Bhikkhus develop concentration. A bhikkhu who has concentrated mind understands the dhammas as they really are. Concentrated mind is purifying from defilements. Concentrated mind produces strong, powerful and light. The light is called the light of wisdom. With the assistance of the light of wisdom, if they practice four elements meditation systematically, they can penetrate four noble truths. So for realization of four noble truths, Buddha teach the training of concentration. A meditator can choose any jhana as a base of vipassana. Especially fourth jhana is best jhana for vipassana. They must re-establish fourth jhana every sitting before practicing vipassana. Based on the light of wisdom, which is produced by fourth jhana, they can practice four elements meditation systematically. But according to Theravada tradition, before practicing vipassana, they can practice four protective meditations. Four protective meditations are: number one, metta, loving kindness meditation. Number two, the recollection of Buddha's quality, Buddha-nosity. Number three, formless meditation, asubha bhavana. Number four, regulation of one's death, maranusati. After practicing four protected meditations, they can continue four elements meditation. What are four elements? Earth element, water element, fire element, and wind element. Hardness, roughness, heaviness, softness, smoothness, lightness. These six characteristics are called earth element. Flowing and cohesion. These two characteristics are called water element. Heat and cold. These two characteristics are called fire element. Supporting and pushing. These two characteristics are called wind element. If they practice these four elements meditation systematically, they can see their body become transparent body, like ice block, when their concentration is very deep on four elements object. When they see transparent body, at that time they should try to penetrate akasa space element in that transparent body. As soon as they see the space element in that transparent body, they can see kalpas, they can see small subatomic particles called kalpas. Again, they must analyze these kalpas. If they analyze these kalpas, in each kalpa, at least there are eight types of materiality, such as earth element, water element, fire element, wind element, color, odor, flavor, and nutritive essence. In some kalpas, there are nine types of materiality, such as earth element, water element, fire element, wind element, color, odor, flavor, nutritive essence, and life faculty. In some kalpas, there are 10 types of materiality, such as earth element, water element, fire element, wind element, color, odor, flavor, nutritive essence, life faculty, and eye transparency, etc. They must discern these ultimate materialities in six doors: eye door, ear door, nose door, tongue door, body door, mind door, as well as 42 parts of body. At that time, meditators can see their body is full of subatomic particles. Again, if they can analyze these kalpas, they can see only just materiality. This materialities are, as soon as they rise, they pass away very, very quickly. So they can see impermanent nature clearly. Again, they must also discern ultimate mentality. If they can discern ultimate materiality, they can clearly see impermanent nature. As soon as they arise, they pass away very, very quickly. So they are nature impermanent. This is the beginning stage of vipassana, but this is, we do not call vipassana, this is rupa paricheda, discerning rupa only. Then they must also continue to discern ultimate mentality. If they already practice jhana, they can discern jhana dhammas first. It is very easy for them, because jhana dhammas arise many times. In first jhana, there are 34 mental formations. If they want to discern these 34 mental formations, they must re-establish their Vajjhana concentration again. Imagine from this, that jhana, they gain descent Nadipo jhana dhammas. Not only Vajjhana dhamma, but also they gain descent eight attainments in the same way. However, these jhana dhammas arise as a cognitive process. They should try to understand this cognitive process. According to cognitive process, they must discern ultimate materiality. There are six types of cognitive process while discerning ultimate materiality. Number one, endocognitive process. Number two, iadocognitive process. Number three, nostocognitive process. Number four, tongue-do-cognitive process. Number five, body-do-cognitive process. And number five, body-do-cognitive process. Number six, mind-do-cognitive process. In each mind movement, there are different types of mental formations. One must try to discern these all mental formations according to cognitive process. If one can discern ultimate materialities in each mind moment, at that time only one can realize ultimate material mentality. In this stage, there are four stages. Number one, discerning materiality. Number two, discerning mentality. Number three, discerning both mentality and materiality. Number four, defining mentality and materiality. This is called the knowledge of analyzing mentality and materiality. According to Visuddhi, this is the purification of view. At that time only, a meditator can see there is no self in his body as well as both internally and externally. This knowledge can remove wrong view, personality, identity view. Therefore, this knowledge is called Dhiti Visuddhi, purification of view. But a meditator again can discern this ultimate materiality and mentality by way of characteristic function, manifestation, and proximate cause. However, usually we teach that discerning dependent origination to discern characteristic function, manifestation, and proximate cause. After discerning ultimate materiality and mentality, both internally and externally, they can continue to discern dependent origination. Past causes produce present effects. Present causes produce future effects. This is the summary of dependent origination. This is number four, purification by overcoming top, Kinkha Vidarana Visuddhi. These two types of purification of view and purification by overcoming top are called Jnana Prajna. Full understanding as the known. Ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality, and the dependent origination factors are the object of vipassana. Ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality, and dependent origination factors are called sankhara formations. These sankhara formations are the object of vipassana. As soon as they arise, they pass away very, very quickly, so they are anicca impermanent. They are always oppressed by rising and passing away, so they are dukkha suffering. There is no permanent entity, permanent substance in them, so they are anatta, non-self. So the contemplation as anicca, dukkha, anatta is called vipassana. Without understanding ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality in their causes, if they practice vipassana, that vipassana is only just superficial, not real vipassana. While practicing vipassana, there are index of vipassana, jnana, vipassana knowledge. 10 types of vipassana jnana, vipassana knowledge. So here, number 3, this is vipassana number 1. Number 3, the knowledge of comprehension, sambhasana jnana. Number 4a, tender knowledge of the rising and passing away, udiyabhya jnana. Number 4b, Mejiva knowledge of rising and passing away. These two insight knowledges take rising and passing away of ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality and their causes. These two knowledges understand rising and passing away of these formations clearly moment by moment. So they are called full understanding as investigation, tirana prajna. And number 5, the knowledge of dissolution, bhengajnana. That bhengajnana does not take rising stage of formation, only emphasizes perishing away stage or dissolution. If a meditator sees clearly only dissolution of formations, other than he will not see kalapas, only pure rupa and pure nama, only pure materiality and mentality. Number 6 is the knowledge of appearance as tara. Number 7 is the knowledge of danger, adinva jnana. Number 8, the knowledge of disenchantment, nibbida jnana. Number 9, the knowledge of desire of deliverance. Number 10, the knowledge of reflection. Number 11, the knowledge of equanimity towards formations. Sankharupaka jnana. In this Sankharupaka jnana stage, usually many meditators enjoy vipassana sukha, vipassana happiness. In that stage, they must contemplate formations, seeing the formations dissolution as anicca, dukkha, and anatta, but as well as inside knowledge also anicca, dukkha, and anatta. If they can see all formations both internally and externally as anicca, dukkha, and anatta, then they can emphasize one jhana. They can emphasize one jhana. Any jhana, no problem. Some meditators, they prefer to contemplate that jhana as anicca, dukkha, and anatta. Some meditators, they prefer to practice fourth jhana as anicca, dukkha, and anatta. Some meditators, they prefer to practice immaterial jhanas as anicca, dukkha, and anatta. When their insight knowledge becomes mature, at the end of insight knowledge, they may realize nibbana. At the day from number 12 to number 15, these knowledges within 1 second, they quickly rise. Number 12, the knowledge of conformity, Anuloma Jnana. Number 30, knowledge of change of lineage. Number 40, Dipat knowledge. Number 50, Deep Fruition knowledge. After that, there are number 60, the knowledge of reviewing, which are Vakana Jnana. But the knowledge, the path knowledge and the fruition knowledge take Nibbana as object. So from the knowledge of dissolution, Vinga Jnana, up to the knowledge of reviewing, these knowledges are called full understanding as abandoning Vahana Prajna. Number 3 and number 4. These two knowledges are called purification by knowledge and vision of what is and what is not but. From number 4b up to number 12, the knowledge of conformity. These knowledges are called purification by knowledge and vision of way. Number 40 and 50, the path knowledge and the fruition knowledge are purification by knowledge and vision. They are supramundane knowledge. So I want to repeat again. In this case, ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality are the noble truth of suffering, dukkha, sitya. Debated origination is the knowledge of the noble truth of the origin of suffering, samudaya, sitya. Nibbana is the noble truth of cessation of suffering, Nirodha Sitya. The path knowledge which realizes Nibbana associated with Noble Eightfold Path. The path knowledge which associates with Noble Eightfold Path. The path knowledge which realizes Nibbana is associated with Noble Eightfold Path. These Noble Eightfold Paths are supramundane Noble Eightfold Path. I would like to calculate again this Noble Eightfold Path. Number 1, Samadhi, right view. In this case, Samadhi realized Nibbana object. Number 2, Samasankappa, right attention. Right addition is obligation of the mind to the Nibbana object. Obligation of the mind to the Nibbana object. Samasati, right mindfulness of Nibbana object. Samavayama, right effort for realization of Nibbana. Samasamadhi, right concentration on Nibbana object. At that mind movement, at that path knowledge mind movement, there are three abstinences, viritis. Number 1, samavacha, right speech, samagamanda, right action, samajiva, right livelihood. These three abstinences are also present. So altogether they are Noble Eightfold Path. These Noble Eightfold Paths are the Noble Truth of the Path leading to the cessation of suffering. Altogether they are Four Noble Truths. Now Dhamma talk finished. You can ask any question relating to this practice. Okay.
So, for lay people, keep
the whole day, the whole day, it is better. You must observe these 8 precepts, or 9 precepts, 10 precepts, the whole day only. But especially, we call it bhojana, eating afternoon, this is afternoon, you must observe. Then you can take 5 precepts. You can take five precepts. If you cannot observe 8 precepts, 9 precepts.
Sure, I understood well, but as far as I understood, before achieving purification of view, it means before we achieve fourth jhana, we cannot know who is the righteous teacher. Before I achieve a purification of view, fourth jhana, I will know you are my right teacher.
Yes. Who is your right teacher?
Yes. So the master should choose us. So you have to tell me, you are my disciple. But disciple cannot say, maybe you are my master.
Maybe this is not concern here. This is concerning about mentality only, not teacher and disciple.
So in this case, how do I know you are my master?
Well, this depends on your decision.
My view is not right, not wrong. I don't know about it.
Maybe purification of view means you must try. Yes. To understand ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality. If you understand ultimate materiality and mentality at the time, you can understand there is no other, no self. Other is, according to Hindus or some religions, they teach other. Other is always going from one life to another life. Other is deathless, imperishable, they believe. So according to Buddha's teaching, there is no other, only materiality and mentality. Only mentality and materiality, as long as they arise, they perish away. So there is no permanent other, permanent self. So this is the purification of viewpoint.
Okay, so for this, this is not a matter yet for me. So it's my simple question is, because I didn't achieve any jhana. I'm just a beginner, just beginner of meditation. So I came here first time. So I look at you. I was very much honored. So I say, can you be my master? Do you think it is possible? Or someone say, maybe I visited another ashram and I found the name also very nice. So he will be also my master.
Maybe it depends on your choice.
So
your choice.
But you have to give answers. You know it. I am. You will be my disciple.
We cannot say like that.
She knows the whole noble truth, but now she realized that she didn't know about the noble truth, whole noble truth. And the sadhuji, the dukkha.
Could you tell me what is the suffering and why?
In this case, the meaning of dukkha is always oppressed by rising and passing away from. So this ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality, and their causes such as divine origination factors, they, as soon as they rise, they pass away very, very quickly. So they are always oppressed by rising and passing away. So they are dukkha.
It is amazingly complicated. No? Buddha said that, you know, as the Buddha times, many people very easily reach the Anagami or Anagami. But this is like after knowing all of these things, we have to reach. We can.
Not complicated, very clear. In the time of Buddha, there are many noble ones. Usually when they become arahat, their arahat path is associated with four types of analytical knowledge called Bodhisambhita. Bodhisambhita, four types of analytical knowledge. For example, five group bhikkhus, Pinchavaki bhikkhus. One listening Dhamma Chaka Bodhana Sutta. The Dhamma wheel set in motion Sutta. They begin Sotapanna, especially Benariva Kundinya. Begin Sotapanna, Satriwana. Then the remaining ones, they practice according to this Dhammacakka Bodhana Sutta's instruction for realization of Four Noble Truths. So they also respectively begin Satriwanas, Sotapannas. They are becoming Sotapanna, Satriwana. One listening Ananda Lakkhana Sutta, non-self characteristic Sutta. They begin Arhats. What is the reason? In Ananda Lakkhana Sutta, Buddha instructs to practice Vipassana, to contemplate 11 types of materiality, feeling, perception, formations, and consciousness. What are 11 types? Past, present, or future, internal or external, gross or subtle, inferior or superior, far or near. All 11 types of materiality, feeling, perception, formations, and consciousness must contemplate as anicca, dukkha, anatta. Altogether, there are five clinging aggregates. Ultimate materiality is materiality. The clinging aggregate of feeling, perception, formations, and consciousness are materiality. What is materiality? What is materiality? They are saying this materiality and materiality. So, this materiality and materiality, again, they are causes. Dependent origination factors must contemplate as nature, dukkha, anatta. One contemplated nature, dukkha, anatta. Within one sitting, they can become arahat. But their arahat path is associated with poor analytical knowledge. So, many noble ones who possess four types of analytical knowledge, Prisamidhanana, they had already practiced Vipassana up to Sankharupaka Jnana stage, the knowledge of equanimity towards formations in previous Buddha's dispensation. Let's try to see the knowledge of equanimity towards formations. Number 11. So, number 1 to number 11, they already practiced in previous Buddha's dispensations. For example, Benariva Kundinya. He practiced beginning from the Padumottara Buddha, 100,000 aeons ago. At that time, human lifespan is 100,000 years. Within 100,000 years, he practiced Vipassana up to Sankharupaka Jnana stage, the knowledge of equanimity towards formations. Because of this parami, while listening Dhammacakka Bodhana Sutta, the Dhamma wheel set in motion Sutta, he began Sotapanna. Within one sitting, he gained this ultimate materiality, mentality, and their causes, and contemplated as nature to another systematically up to Sankharupaka Jnana stage. And if he continued, he gained penetrate, he gained realized Nibbana, and he gained penetrate all over truth. In the same way, if you have already practiced Abdu Sankharupaka Jnana stage in one of previous Buddha's dispensation, you will also understand that this is very easy.
Just to know about Kalapa, how small it is, according to the modern scientific research, today already the scientist already discovered how small it is, how small the Kalapa is, and also she wants to know the interior of the atom. So according to the Buddha, what Kalapa comprises eight elements, right? And is there the at eight atom or a little bigger than atom? Otherwise, it's really the such a particle.
Maybe smaller than atom. Maybe only, but it is not easy to measure because it is not the object of physical eye. It is the object of wisdom eye only.
Since the modern scientific research couldn't discover how small it is yet.
Maybe usually they do not understand about Kalapas. They cannot analyze Kalapas according to Buddha's classification. In some Kalapas there are 8 types of materiality. In some Kalapas there are 9 types of materiality. In some Kalapas there are 10 types of materiality. Usually they do not understand about this analyzing. In each Kalapa there are, for example, 9 types of materiality. Art, Vada, Paya, Wind, Kala, Oda, Prepa, Beauty, Deep Essence, and Life Faculty. They do not understand Life Faculty. What is the reason? Life Faculty is in this animate body only, not in animate world. They can test in their laboratory only in animate beings. In animate beings, there is no life faculty. There are only 8 types of materiality, such as earth element, water element, fire element, wind element, color, odor, flavor, and nutritive essence only. No life faculty.
Mm-hmm.